The question was asked. We see in Kiddush that sometimes after a person makes Kiddush, he pours out from his wine to other people around the table, and sometimes everyone gets a cup before them, before the Kiddush. What's preferable? What's really going on here? So, firstly, when we're making Kiddush, so Kiddush involves two components, right? You have a blessing, Borei Pri HaGafen, on the grape juice, and you have a blessing on the day, Kiddush Friday night. Technically, after you made Kiddush, someone has to drink from the wine. It doesn't have to be the man who made Kiddush. You can make Kiddush and ask someone else to drink the wine. We do that, let's say, in Havdalah, on the 9 days, where we ask a child who's old enough that he understands the blessing, he understands what's going on, but he's not yet mourning for the destruction of the temple. We ask him to drink the wine. Kiddush and Shul that they do in Chutz Laretz. So the children drink from the wine, right? So you could make Kiddush and ask someone else to drink from the wine. Now, let's quickly go over a few halachot. Tzarich lishtot mikos she kiddush kim lo lugmav. When we make Kiddush, we have to drink enough that you can make a ball in your cheek. That's half a cheekful. That's the minimum amount you're supposed to drink of Kiddush. If you didn't drink it, but someone else drank that much, that's okay. But ideally, one person should drink that volume. The rest could drink as much as they want. But we don't add one guy with the next guy. Some say you do add, that we could divide the cup. Each one gets a drop, and that's also okay. There is such an opinion. But lechatchila, we do prefer that the person who made kiddush should drink melo lugmav. And the Gaonim hold that specifically the person who made kiddush has to drink a melo lugmav, a cheekful, which is half a mouthful. Yeah. So that's number one. Number two, lo yitamu hamsubim kodem sheitomam kadesh. The people standing around shouldn't be drinking from the wine before the one who made the blessing himself. Okay? So the guy made the blessing, you wait for him to drink, and then you drink. And that's even if each one has their own cup in front of them. And he made the blessing, so he finished Kiddush. Wait for him to drink before you drink. Now, this is contingent on a few factors. Either that their cups are empty, if you don't have wine, so obviously you shouldn't be drinking before them, or if their cups are pagum. Pagum means that if someone drank from the cup already, so that's not that you don't feel like that's such a great cup to drink from. Even though you don't mind, you're going to drink that grape juice, but it doesn't feel as good as a fresh cup, right? If I drink and I pass it to you, it doesn't feel as great as if I give you a clean cup filled with fresh wine, right? So that's called pagum. So ideally, we don't make kiddush on a cup that's pagum. So if the guy who made kiddush drinks first from his cup, so even if my cup has someone sip from it, my 3-year-old gulped down half my cup before kiddush. Okay, so now that cup is pagum. You know, that's not the proper grape juice or wine to make kiddush on. But he's going to drink from his cup first. So then we were yotze kiddush with his drinking from his cup. Now I could drink from my cup, even though it's not the ideal cup of grape juice. I didn't make kiddush on that cup. He made kiddush on his cup. But let's say I have a cup of great grape juice or wine. My cup is fine. So then I'm allowed to drink before he does. Once he finished Kiddush, he finished the blessing on my behalf. Technically, it might not be so nice. I could. There is an ideal. It is considered a good thing that everyone should have their cup of grape juice before them when Kiddush is done. I can tell you that I used to do this, but when you have a lot of guests, you could end up polishing off a bottle each meal. Whereas if you pour yourself a cup and pour from your cup to everyone else, you use the cup each meal. So if you're in a financial state where that doesn't matter to you, so fine. It's a nicer thing that each one has their cup in front of them at the time of Kiddush. But otherwise, it's also perfectly the chatchila if afterwards they each get from your cup. That's also okay. And bemet, even if they don't get from your cup, if only you drank from the kiddush, that's also kosher. It's a nicer thing. It's a better way of making kiddush that we give each person to drink from it also. But technically, everyone was yotze. You're in a hospital.
Wait, when did you say which one was better?
It's better if each one drinks a little bit of wine. But let's say I sometimes had, I was a guest at people's house. They made kiddush and everyone drank from the same cup. So I'm not one of those people who like doing that. I don't like sharing other people's cups. So I would fake it. I wouldn't drink. I'd put the cup near my mouth. I wouldn't put it up to my lips. I don't want their germs. So I'm still yotze kiddush. I don't need to drink from the cup. The person made kiddush and he drank from it. That's it. We were yotze kiddush. It's a nice thing that everyone else should also drink. It's even nicer if at the time of kiddush, each person has their cup in front of them with wine. But be'emet, we're yotze, we have fulfilled our obligation, even if we do not have, and we never get from the grape juice, only he drinks from the grape juice, we've still fulfilled our obligation. On Pesach night, it's different. Pesach night, everyone has to drink four cups. Okay.